The Outer Limits, only on WHFR Dearborn, the station waving at the kids as they rock out in the pagoda room.
Have you ever considered a career in TV, radio, film production, or electronic media production? If you have, then now it's time to turn your dream into a reality. The Associate in Arts degree in Telecommunication at Henry Ford Community College is designed for the student interested in the career areas of advertising, public relations, journalism, and program production for radio, television, film, and multimedia. Both classroom academic knowledge and creative skills are combined with real-world assignments and experience so as to provide a solid foundation for the completion of a four-year telecommunications degree at a transfer institution. For more information about the telecommunications degree offered right here at Henry Ford Community College, contact Professor Susan McGraw at 313-845-9842 or sign up today by calling 1-800-585-HFCC or by logging on to hfcc.edu.
Close your eyes in Chicago, and you can hear the sound of zebra braying in Africa. Look hard out your window in D.C., and you can see the snow-covered peaks of the Andes. The world is that small. We are that connected. Please visit earthshare.org and learn how the world's leading environmental groups are working together. EarthShare, one environment, one simple way to care for it all. A public service message from EarthShare and the Ad Council.
WHFR, Dearborn. This show is pre-recorded. The opinions expressed on HFCC's Campus Connection are not necessarily those of anyone here at Henry Ford Community College. And that is Put Me on the Radio, also known as the theme song to the Henry Ford Community College, HFCC's Campus Connection. I'm Dennis.
I'm Lindsay.
Lindsay is back.
I'm back. I missed everyone. And I missed you.
We missed you.
Yeah.
My gosh.
It's been a long time.
The phone calls and the emails just didn't stop.
Oh,
maybe they'll stop now.
I'm back.
Lindsay took a brief break. She had a better off. No, I'm kidding. She had stuff to do, and she is definitely back with us for just another...
It's a spring edition of Campus Connection.
Well, and that's a good point. We are officially done with the winter semester. You are not actually a student at this college anymore.
I am done with Henry Ford Community College. I am an alumni.
You're an alumni.
I am an alumni. Two times. Two-time alumni.
That's what cracks me up. Yeah. I know your story. Yeah, you did this a while ago and then came back, reinvented yourself.
Yeah.
And now you're ready to move on. So congratulations on graduation and everything.
Thank you.
I know we have, I'm looking at all the stuff we've already kind of done a little bit of show prep. We have a lot to cover, but you're doing well. Your family's doing well.
Everything's great.
Cool. Did you made it through the storm last night?
Oh my gosh. Yeah. People are listening to this. It is Tuesday when you're listening to this, but we are recording this and there was really bad storms on Saturday night. It's Sunday right now for me and Dennis.
Right.
And for you, it's Tuesday.
But it was, yeah. So don't change your plans. You're on schedule.
Yeah.
We just kind of manipulate time a little. But we, Saturday evening, we had just the mother of all storms.
Yeah.
And apparently
they took the kayak here today.
Yeah, I was going
to the studio.
Well, you were telling me, and I didn't know this. They closed I-94.
Yeah, it's flooded.
That's just to me is just so weird.
Mm-hmm.
And I was kind of watching it on. You were watching on one channel, and I was watching on another. And your meteorologist wasn't as.
Not as professional as your meteorologist.
My guy, and I won't go through channels or whatever, but my guy was awesome.
Dennis's guy was awesome.
My guy, he was like nonstop. Seriously, he talked without breaking, but it was intelligent and interesting. For about 10 minutes at a time, telling us where all the storms were and everything. And your guy with cell phone was going off in his pocket.
His dog was barking. He was broadcasting from home. And I was watching Saturday Night Live.
That's
so
hilarious.
It was breaking into my regular scheduled programming without saying what I what channel I was watching.
Yeah, don't tell him that.
And but there was yeah, he had some trouble. That storm got the best of him.
And I'm not going to say, and yeah, he was probably scared. And I won't say what channel I was listening to, but Rupert Murdoch would probably be very, very pleased.
Yeah.
No, I'm kidding. But we just, yeah, we had a storm. We're here. We're okay.
The lights are on. We made it. We're yeah. Okay.
So, this, which brings up, that was late yesterday or last evening. Our first thing that we'd like to cover actually happened yesterday morning. So that'll be Friday morning. Wait a minute. What is today? Today's Sunday.
Today's Sunday.
So 2 days ago. Wow.
Yeah.
She's looking at me like, what was in your coffee?
June 3rd, Friday.
Right.
Was?
Well, it was the farmer's market. And of course, HFCC is a sponsor.
Farmer's market. Dearborn's Farmers Market.
And yes. Artisans Market.
Yes.
Right. Of course, this is the third year that we've had it, but the second year it's been in the current location, which is right behind, it's like the parking lot behind the Bryant Branch Library on Michigan Avenue.
Next to Buddy's Pizza.
Right, literally right there. Mm-hmm. That's where I made my entrance. And
I like that location.
Oh my God. It was great. Okay. Now I had not been there. Last year I did not go. So I was at the former location. So I went there yesterday, I went there Friday.
Just say the day.
Yeah. I was there on Friday and it was busy. It was a gorgeous day, first of all, which helps.
Mm-hmm.
But I was really pleased at like the kind, not only the number of vendors, but the kind of vendors that were there. A little bit of everything, a lot of produce.
Of course.
The art stuff was kind of cool. I have to make a confession. I was very careful to give a really wide area to the, I guess there were like plates, china.
Oh, you stayed away from, I'm like, where are you going with this?
No, well, it was like a vendor that had very beautiful like plates and things like that.
Breakables.
That's the key word. And I walked by and I said, ma'am, I feel like a bull. You know, I do. Cause like, I don't know. I tend to break stuff.
No,
I have. And when I was younger, I've obviously, as I've grown up, it's less because I've learned, but, it was just gorgeous stuff. And then the food, lots of samples.
Mm-hmm. You're talking about the jelly.
Vicky's jelly jar.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Real quick story. I did not know there were such things as garlic jelly, jalapeno, pepper jelly, green pepper jelly. And what they do is...
It's not good for your morning toast.
No. No, in fact, I was there and looking at all these things, and I was there with Kristen, who is also on our news team and helps out tremendously, just an asset to the news team here, and she's on the Journal. And we do a lot of these remote things frequently. We're at the State of the City address for the mayor and such. So Kristen walks up, and they have these little club crackers, and I just had a bite, enjoyed immensely cinnamon walnut roll. And cinnamon walnut flavors jelly, right? Kristen comes up, just dips it right in, takes a bite. And I think she knew what she was eating, but it was the garlic jelly.
Oh.
And I don't know, on a cracker, not so much, right?
No.
But it was explained that what you do is the last 10 minutes before the food is taken off the grill, like, let's say a burger or chicken or whatever, you put some of this jelly on and it just permeates the
steak.
Food. Oh my gosh.
Steak. And I can, that would probably be really good on fish.
Fish too. Yeah. She said fish, chicken and beef, but the chicken and fish, I think they're the things that, like beef is, you know, whatever you're going to flavor it. Chicken, I really like to get a little crazy. So jalapeno, right. And she said that was really good. So that was just one of many, many vendors there. The Bangkok Grow was there with just wonderful samples. Mm-hmm. Everything was really good. You know, I'll admit I was hungry.
Lots of samples. So This Friday... If you're hungry, you're going to be there again.
This is kind of cool.
Yeah, this is really cool.
This Friday, the student and staff from HFCC's Culinary Arts Program are going to be out there giving food samples of favorites from the college student-operated restaurant, which, of course, is
5101.
That's our restaurant here. All I can say is that I've been to functions where that were catered by our Culinary Arts Department, and they were awesome.
Yes.
You've eaten there. I'm telling you.
Yeah. Well, yeah, everybody knows that I've eaten
yeah,
there.
Yeah, right. Everybody that listens.
It's no secret.
You know, and we're going to talk a lot more about the Culinary Arts Program here because we're going to actually end the show. The last segment will be about the international buffets.
Mm.
But there, yeah, I know. I shouldn't have even, that's a nice tease, right? But regarding the farmer's market next week, I mean, that's, folks, if you have an opportunity, even for 10 or 15 minutes, in fact, if you park for 30 minutes or less, you don't have to pay.
Yes.
It's free parking. Just go there, go right to the HFCC tent and try some of this stuff. You'll know. Yeah. You'll know why Lindsay and I talk about this every show, because the food is that good here.
And this is our third year for Henry Ford Community College being a sponsor of the Dearborn Farmers Market, correct?
Yes.
Yeah. So, and that means that every week there is going to be a different HFCC department doing something with the farmers market. And well, this week just happens to be the 5101.
Exactly. And so. Yesterday was, well, we were supposed Friday. To broadcast... Yeah. What did I just say?
You said yesterday. Don't say no more yesterday.
Okay.
Around Dennis.
All right. The day that I was there,
yeah.
We actually, we were the, you know, the 89.3 WHFR. We had three representatives there, and I talked to Peggy Richard, who is the event manager for the Dearborn Chamber of Commerce.
Okay.
Talked to her. She's got a lot of cool stuff going on. And of course the chamber's about networking and things mm-hmm. like that. She was pretty excited. We talked to a lot of people. We talked to people from Oakwood Hospital also. They were giving free blood pressure tests.
I should know this, since I am a member of WHFR. I am a staff member.
Right.
Are we going to be there every Friday? Aren't we always there?
We are going to be there at least for a little while and calling in reports.
Okay.
So, yeah. In fact, if you and I are there next week, that may be given that responsibility, yeah. Which yeah. is fine. I mean, we got a working cell phone, right?
We can be the ambassadors of the farmers market.
There you go. You know, I saw your Facebook.
Yeah.
That was hilarious. Yeah. You're like, I haven't done it in a while. I want to be an ambassador. So that was the farmers market. It's absolutely wonderful. It was a perfect day.
Okay, and the hours for the farmers market is from 8 to 1.
8
correct?
To 1.
8 to 1, 1 on Fridays.
Friday. So it was June 4th, which was this past Friday.
Mm-hmm.
How do you like that?
Very nice.
All the way through October 29th, 8 to 1. You know, that's a weather permitting thing, but they are underneath. Each one's underneath a tent.
Mm-hmm. Lots going on. Produce, crafts.
Yeah, thank you.
Fun stuff.
Everything. The free the blood pressure test. Oh, my mm-hmm. gosh, yeah. And I think this is just going to grow.
Yes.
And try the cherry juice. There's a little sample. It's a concentrated cherry. Really good.
Mm-hmm.
All right?
All right.
So I think we covered that.
That's good.
In detail.
That's very good. HFCC sponsors the Dearborn's Farmers Market.
Yeah, you know what? And on that note, I know we have a lot of stuff to go over, but I want to break real quick here for a non-commercial break, okay?
Let's do it.
So please stay tuned, and we'll be back right after this.
This is an official station of the MAEB.
MAEB.
The Michigan Association of Educational Broadcasters was formed in 1977 to support your local high school and college radio stations. These stations serve the community and create alternative programming. But most importantly, they discover and train the next generation of broadcasters. For more information on the MAEB and its affiliates, visit www.maeb.org.
We are back. HFCC's Campus Connection with Lindsay and Dennis. Lindsay is, in fact, back.
I'm back.
Yay. And that's our song. Mitch and Anthony, we make a point of thanking you guys because we are grateful for them putting this
very
together.
Very grateful, and they are very talented Dearborn students.
They are, which brings up a really good point, doesn't it?
Yes.
This is the time of year that...
This past weekend,
all of the very good students are graduating. Congratulations. Not only did we talked about Henry Ford graduates, but also... All the students at I'm sorry.
I was just going to say Forts and Dearborn High and Etzel.
Right, and I was going to say they will be seeing them, a lot of them, here next year.
Yes.
So it's kind of exciting. Congratulations.
Fall registration is going on.
That's
all
right.
Summer long. You can register.
You better.
Yep.
It's filling. Trust me, it is filling up.
You should be registered.
I know that you've gone through 12 years of school. Just a couple more.
Keep it going.
Yeah,
keep
and going. It does. And college does change.
I'm a lifer. I'm never going to stop.
Yeah.
Yeah. You can never have too much education.
I love that. Yeah, people want that for different reasons.
I like to learn stuff.
Speaking of education, you know, we've talked, Lindsay, you know, at length about the HFCC Adre Golf Tournament.
We have. We've prepared for it quite a bit in the preparation. We spoke about it. It's coming up. Well,
it came up.
All right.
It was May 19th. And I just want to say, according to everyone, this was the most successful tournament ever. Yeah.
Very
yeah.
good.
And I don't think they just mean by, you know, it was a nice day. They made some cash.
Mm-hmm.
As we've talked about on the show, the money from this was, in fact, the 19th annual Mike Adre Memorial Golf Tournament. And it was presented by Member Focus Community Credit Union, And of course, HFCC was a big part of that. And they do this to create money for the HFC Community High School Scholarship Program. Done really well before. Always done really well. In excess of $100,000. Well, this particular one, gross proceeds from the tournament totaled nearly $135,000.
Wow.
And that made this year's tournament the most successful one ever. And that was according to John Lewandowski, who's our executive director of development. That's like a basically in charge of, I know when I got my scholarship, I worked with them. So they would do a lot of work with that. So many people came out. They had more than 200 golfers participated in this thing.
Lovely.
Yeah. So I want to thank everybody that took part in this. Not only the people that came and played and participated, we really appreciate that, but all the planning that goes into
this thing. And the scholarship recipients are chosen from the top 10 high schools in the area. And that's pretty cool, because now they are all going to be here.
Well, they're going to, this will be for more than, each is worth $1,000. So I'm wondering if the, because the total was nearly $135,000, I'm wondering if that'll contribute to more scholarships.
Oh, yeah.
I'm sure it will. I mean, that's the whole point of this, is based on how much money they have. So,
huge success.
This
once
is.
Again.
Yeah. Wonderful. So we've been talking about it because it was a big deal to us. And apparently a lot of people felt the same way, Lindsay. Mm-hmm. So I'm very happy. Congratulations.
Very nice.
What do you got over there? We got something else, speaking of students.
Another really, really cool thing going on at the school, or involving the school, is the art gallery in Wyandotte. Yeah.
Yeah.
River's Edge Gallery, which is on Biddle.
Well, we're running out of time for this, aren't we?
Yeah. Well, it's going to be closing up this weekend.
Okay.
And what it is the faculty, technical staff, and students from Henry Ford Community College, their ceramics program. A lot of our work is on display at this gallery. Some of it was actually on sale too. They were doing cash and carries for a section of it.
I really dig
the
that.
Ceramics, which is really, really nice. And Steve Glazer and John Murphy are adjunct faculty here, and they do a lot with the ceramics, and they are their work is on display there, as well as of the majority of our students that do art here at Henry Ford.
Wow.
Very, very cool. And this is closing up this weekend. This is the last week for it. Monday through Thursday from 10 to 7, the gallery is open. And on Friday from 10 to 8, and then Saturday is it. 10 to 5, and we're wrapping it up. It's going to be over.
Okay.
And this is, once again, is River's Edge Gallery, which is located on Biddle Avenue in Wyandotte. And there is a website. It's Art at the Edge, all one word, artattheedge.com.
That's cool.
And if you do maybe want to call and get some more information about directions, how to get there, or hours, 734-246-9880. This is an art gallery in Wyandotte, but our students' work is on display there, and it is very it's an honor for us to have such a wide range of where our students have, you know, we're all over the place. Henry Ford Community College is
are you talking about the kind of art? Because you mean like some people do ceramics, or do you mean location-wise we're all over?
We're all over. We have what I'm trying to say is that our students here, whether they be in art or they be in telecommunications or they be in culinary arts, we do stuff all over the metropolitan area.
You're
Henry Ford is all over. And this is a beautiful thing that is going on in Wyandotte with our art students display there.
And let's we can even, you said Steve Glazer and John Murphy, they're the adjunct. And we also have the ceramic lab technicians, Patty Goodell?
Yeah. Goodell.
And Michelle Kress. And then the students that are participating are John Beckman, Angela Carter, Diane Eberts, Centurium C. Frost. That's interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Wendy Moore, Marcella Mosa, and Paul Latour. If I pronounced any of those names wrong, I do apologize. But these are the people that Lindsay's talking about, the talent level being all over. Not only all over the area, because I know we did some things. There was stuff going on at art galleries downtown, too, that I know we were a part of.
Mm-hmm.
But I also am impressed with the different mediums that they use. Like some people, the ceramics level. And if you go through the art, not even the Sasan, not even the art gallery we have here, but just through the halls. They have stuff in the halls.
Oh, yeah.
Some of it's amazing. The graphic design department here. Well, you know, I'm working with the newspaper next year. Man, our graphics design department,
There's some serious talent.
I mean, this is going to be a good paper because I'm the editor. Heck no. Mm-hmm. I wish I could take credits because of the talent here at the school.
You could see why enrollment's at an all-time high for Henry Ford.
Yeah. So, no, and then as far as the art going down in Wyandotte, it is only through this weekend, through Saturday. So
it's the Unearthed Exhibition at the River's Edge Gallery in Wyandotte. Beautiful gallery, too, by the way.
Gorgeous. You've been there? Really?
Well, I was looking. I have been by there, and I was looking at their website.
Oh, cool.
So personally, no, I have not been inside the gallery, but it is a beautiful looking, nice looking place.
Well, I want to go just out of curiosity. And again, the hours is Monday through Thursday, 10 to 7.
This is it, final week.
Yep, Friday 10 to 8 and Saturday 10 to 5.
Check out Unearthed.
Yeah, I'm definitely going to check that out. We have some things to go over, kind of in detail. We're very fortunate to have the International Conference on Religion, Conflict, and Peace.
Mm-hmm.
It's a 3-day event here. I'm going to go into detail after this non-commercial break, but please stay tuned. This is the more I learn about this particular event, Lindsay, the more I think that we're extremely lucky to have it here. And there's a lot of things that are more and more are coming to the attention because of Henry Ford Community College. So I'm a student here. Lindsay's a former student. And please stay tuned after this non-commercial break and you can find out more reasons why we stay here.
If you are passionate about saving our planet, you should check out HFCC. The Associate's Degree in Environmental Studies at Henry Ford Community College helps prepare you for a meaningful lifetime career dealing with major environmental challenges facing society. The program emphasizes environmental problem solving at the local, regional, and international levels. Students completing this program can transfer to bachelor's programs concentrating in land resources, nature studies, resource and policy management, or urban service. For more information, please visit hfcc.edu. That's hfcc.edu.
This is HFCC's Campus Connection with Dennis and Lindsay, and talked a little bit before the break about the International Conference on Religion, Conflict, and Peace. This is the second annual one of these things, and it really has my interest, Lindsay. I had a religion class here, a comparative world religion, with Mr. Bill Seacrest in the winter semester. And just an absolutely phenomenal class. Just loved everything about it. Loved the teacher, especially loved the teacher, loved the participation. In my classroom, very diverse backgrounds, different cultures. We had Christians, we had Jews, we had, I know we had Muslims.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, I can't break down the you know, what religion beyond Christian, but we had a lot of different people that were very willing to share information about their background and some of the things that are distinct about their religions. And it was just a phenomenal experience for me, you know, and I'm a non-traditional student. I came back to school after 150 years away. So now that I'm back and I've been, my world has been influenced by my views and my experiences. It was really refreshing to be in an environment where there's so many people willing to share.
Yeah,
it was. I mean, it caught me off guard. So if I sound surprised, I was. I really was. Well, this particular International Conference on Religion, Conflict, and Peace. I'm going to read, if you don't mind. I'm going to read the what they say. I guess would be their mission. It's or how they describe themselves: an international forum promoting inter-religious and intra-religious dialogue to explore the challenges of extremism, intolerance, scapegoating, and Islamophobia. I've never heard that word before.
No.
And the promise of reason, understanding, compassion, and cultural harmony. So let's take all these things. Basically, to me, it sounds like let's take the fear of the unknown, because that's why we're afraid of it. We don't know about it. Take off that veil. Take off the secrecy. Take off the whatever. So it is, you know, in front of your face now, and it's something that you can work with. And I think that when you uncover something like this, you find that the other person across the table isn't that different from you, you know? Mm-hmm. And I think that's what I learned from this class. But this particular, I mean, to have an entire conference about that, like look across the table and get to know that person as a human, you know, embrace our differences. That was the one thing that Bill Seacrest always said. He's like, we're all different, but he called it the, and this is, they use this in here, is the inter religious dialogue. And that he said that this is something that's kind of new, where the Jews, the Muslims, the Christians, whoever, mm-hmm. are all together talking about what they believe and how it compares and how it's similar. I think we're finding more similarities and differences. That's right. What I took from the comparative religion class. There's a lot, you know, do unto others is the staple of every religion or spiritual organization on the planet. I mean, that's like the main thing, you know?
Right.
It's said in a bunch of different ways, but it all comes down to do unto others. So, I don't know. This resonates with me. I'll get into it a little. I know you had some questions regarding, so we'll talk about when it is, and it's right here at the school.
You've mentioned Bill Seacrest a couple times, and he is one of the, he's kind of kicking it off on Friday, right? That's kind of what I'm gathering, is for the conference opening on Friday.
I do. I get the impression that he's a part of this big whole, mm-hmm. because this is a 3-day thing, June 11th through the 13th. It's right here at Henry Ford Community College. The registration is open to everybody. And they just, and there's all these breakout sessions, and there's keynote speakers. The main keynote speaker is
Greg Roberts.
That's it.
Greg Roberts.
Good for you. Yes. Yeah. And actually, and there were some other people involved. Hold on. You know, when I had everything in front of me and then I moved it around.
It's okay. I got your back, partner.
Do you?
Yeah. There's going to be Houston Smith and Rabbi David Rosen.
Mm-hmm. Rosen.
Rosen. Yep. There is actually a recorded address as well by Karen Armstrong.
Okay.
And I think the presentation that's going to be on Friday is the Charter for Compassion, Declaration of the Council of Religious Leaders in Israel.
That's
this
right.
is very important right now. That's it's right. very, it really hits close to home right here in Dearborn with how a lot of our big Middle Eastern population here in Dearborn feel very, very strongly about things that are going on in the Middle East right now. And I feel that this presentation will be very, very moving. This Charter for Compassion.
I think all of it.
I think it all will, but with timing right now,
I'm
not
going to
get
yeah.
into details. Right. I mean, if you're listening, you can hopefully, if you're up on your current events, we'll be able to figure it out. But there's an awful lot going on in the Middle East. And for the presentation of Declaration of the Council of Religious Leaders in Israel to be doing a opening presentation on Friday is really hits close to home.
Yeah.
And it can be very, very influential and very, compassion is the perfect word
it's a
for
perfect
it. Charter for Compassion. Yes.
Absolutely. And I mean, the fact that all these things are going on in the Middle East, there's always a lot going on.
Right. Yeah. But
this, coincidentally, obviously this thing has been planned for a while. It's mm-hmm. the second annual, but, no, I agree with you. And I think that makes it even more relevant. So this is already a big deal, and now it's become a bigger deal.
Yes.
And doesn't it make you kind of wonder, Lindsay, how many eyes will be on? I mean, this is an international event at Henry Ford, but how many eyes because of that? Because it seems like the media is moving toward, you know, the people that are trying to have the people with the solutions.
Mm-hmm.
I think you and I can both agree that this is a solution to some of the things that are going on.
Mm-hmm.
Sitting down and talking about communication, opening the dialogue is a big part of the solution. So I'm wondering, I'm going to be anxious to see how many, you know, how many media outlets are here.
Some of these sessions too look just mind-blowing. The one that's going on Friday as well. I have like all of Friday's lineup here.
Do you? Because I didn't. All I had was a brief overview.
One of them, there's a few. Friendship and Faith, The Wisdom of Women Creating Alliances for Peace.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, cool. But the other one that...
obviously, cool. Yeah, too obvious to even get into.
That's yeah, so well, Religion in the Face of Ecological Armageddon. How deep in the mirror dare we look? Like, this is a roundtable that discusses religion in light of the contemporary blowback from the environment, asking what is actually sustainable.
Okay, so they're tying in, and it's logical to me,
yes.
You don't always connect the dots, I guess is what I'm saying. It's something logical isn't always obvious.
Yes.
And as part of the comparative religion class I had with Mr. Seacrest, he showed us the global warming movie.
Oh, actually, you know what? Bill Seacrest is he's like the main guy that's doing this. I didn't even notice. Bill Seacrest, Aventra Asana, Lily Mendoza, and Jim Perkinson
okay.
are the speakers that are going to be taking note on this roundtable discussion.
That totally makes sense.
This. Yeah, okay.
Bill's just, I mean,
what a plug there for our wonderful...
And he's an incredibly, he's so up on environmental things. I mean, and when I say up, I mean, anybody can read, but mm-hmm. he's actively participating in these. I mean, you know, he was part of our Earth Stock.
Yes.
Part of, I shouldn't say part of, he without him, it doesn't happen. And there's so many things. And of course, we've had him on the show about various things. But he does. He figures environmental issues and religion, and it, to him, it just makes so much sense that they go hand in hand. And I'm starting to believe that.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Well, I was just going to say that's just Friday. I mean, where I can read you the tons of different sessions that are going on. But this is going on till like 9:15 at night. They are breaks. There's breaks for lunch, breaks for dinner.
Right.
And the evening event is going to be a film showing called Talking Through Walls, and then after that is going to be a discussion, and then it'll probably, I mean, I'm guessing wraps up around 10 o'clock at night.
It does. Well, okay. What were the hours on that? Because it, or does it, is it just like...
Well, the evening event is from 7:30 to 9:15, but it says that they're showing a film, and right. then they're going to discuss afterwards how long this film is. It does not say Talking Through Walls.
No. You know what? And the time it gives on the on our HFCC website, it says 10 to 3:30, so I imagine that's the actual... Like the conference itself, but then there's like breakout sessions, and yes. there's also the movie, like you said. Mm-hmm. Let's talk a little bit about the cost for this, because we talked a little bit on the WHFR Journal on Friday about this particular thing, and it is expensive. It's 3 days.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, I imagine that's you have to take the fact that it's 3 days into consideration. Regular registration for the general public, and this is from Friday, full conference rate, from Friday morning, June 11th, to Sunday afternoon, June 13th. It's $165 for general registration. Supporting organization, members of supporting organizations, which would be those obviously taking part in this, and I'll go over a list of those in just a second, their registration fee is $140, and then co-sponsoring organizations is $115. So you could be a supporting organization or one of our co-sponsors.
Wow.
In addition, full-time students are only $50, and that's for the entire three-day conference. They do have half conference rates, $88 for general, $75 for supporting organizations, $63 for co-sponsoring organizations, and $30 for full-time students. So a couple things that are important.
Can I make a note real quick of something that's pretty important about registration?
Absolutely.
If you'd like to register, now would be a good time to say how. And there's a website in Henry Ford Community College, hfcc.edu. We have a link to the website that you can go and register through our site, which will take you to their site, because it's a pretty lengthy web address for me to spit it out over the airwaves here.
Is that the Common Bond Institute's
website? It's www.cbiworld.org.
Yeah, that's it.
Common Bond. Then, I mean, there's like a /pages/conference. Right. I mean, I'm sure you can, once you get to the main website, you'll be able to see.
It's on the left-hand side.
Registration.
Absolutely.
Yes. But the easiest way would be to go to our Henry Ford Community College website, hfcc.edu. There is, right there, under events, it's one of our main things going on, and it's really easy to, are very easy to navigate.
Yeah, we can't say it, but we can do it.
It's really easy to navigate through Henry Ford's website, so I would suggest going through us to the link to get to the cbiworld.org.
Yep, and that is the Common Bond Institute. I did not see, you can correct me on this if you saw otherwise, but I didn't see any price break for being in advance or for paying on site when you get there.
No.
So, and I don't think you need reservations. So, I mean, if this is something that you hadn't, wasn't on your radar and you haven't decided yet, and this is, you know, based on what we're saying is motivating, you still can. I mean, you can go there. From what I see, you can pay. There's like five different ways. You can pay on the website. I saw a PayPal option.
Mm-hmm.
So there's different ways to do it, but those are in fact the prices. And, to continue on, there's, you know, meal options too. They said that this meals are buffet style and the cuisine is Middle Eastern and halal, with diet choices of vegetarian, poultry, or meat. And there's different prices. Like Friday lunch is $8, Friday dinner is $14. So lunches are $8, dinners are $14. There's also, they're setting some up. They have a discounted rate at the DoubleTree Hotel here on Southfield.
Wonderful.
And Ford Road, $104 a night. I don't know what the regular rate is, but that is supposedly discounted from the regular rate just for Now I would imagine, based on this being an international conference, this might be a little late in the game to try to get a hotel room.
Mm-hmm.
Lindsay, I don't know if you have extra room at your house, but I'm a little bit booked.
I'm kind of full.
A little bit of water came in the basement from
But we are trying to promote peace, and if you come to my home, I don't know.
Oh, very good point. That is funny. Very funny. But anyway, so no, there's a lot. This is just
Not only is this, you know, it's religion, conflict, and peace, and there are amazing, really good sessions going on loss, trauma, and healing domestic abuse, mind, body, and soul. We have bullying in the schools. This isn't just when you think, oh, it's a conference on religion. This is you know, so much more.
No, and in the way they're doing it, even the way we're describing it, it's like we're kind of like saying, well, we know inherently religion's part of this because should you follow certain axioms of any religion, maybe you don't have the conflict in the first place. Jay Cornick on his show, he said something really, really, that made a lot of sense to me. He said, here, this is a conference on conflict and peace. And if you think about it, the vast majority of wars, including the most recent ones, part of the reason for those wars was differences in religion.
Yes.
Ding, ding. So let's have that dialogue. Let's open it up. It makes sense. Lindsay talked about registering. There are four ways online. And she's right. You go to our website. It takes you directly. If you click on the link, it'll take you right to the four-step process on the Common Bond Institute website right there. So you can register online, register hard copies. So you can print it off and mail it. It's a little late in the game to mail it, probably. You can register by email. And then the last but not least, you can register on site. So there's no penalty. Mm-hmm. You don't need reservations. It just makes sense to get your stuff as early as possible. Okay. We're going to have to take a non-commercial break. We'll come back. And we have a lot of good stuff to talk about. Think books.
Let's talk books.
Let's talk books and women. Thank you. We'll be right back.
You take your six-year-old to the playground. You watch her run from the slide to the swings. Another mother strikes up a conversation. You take your eye off your daughter for a few seconds. You look back, and she's gone.
Lily? Lily?
Every parent knows that feeling. Imagine if she were actually abducted. To receive free Amber Alerts on your cell phone, go to wirelessamberalerts.org. A child is calling for help. Brought to you by the Wireless Foundation, the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children, and the Ad Council.
And we're back. This is the HFCC Campus Connection with Lindsay and Dennis.
I am Dennis. I'm here.
I am Lindsay. We are here.
You know, we were talking about something earlier about, and I kept getting the days wrong. Do you know, since school stopped, winter term, and spring started, mm-hmm. I'm doing that all the time. Because, you know, we have a short week here.
Mm-hmm.
School is only Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, right? And then we do the journal on Fridays, so I end up coming here on Fridays. I only have school Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, but I'm here on Mondays for newspaper meetings. And then I end up being here on the weekend sometime, and I don't even know why, for the radio, something to do with radio.
Mm-hmm.
And my every day is like kind of weirded out for me. So intellectually, I'm aware that tomorrow is Monday because we're, you know, but it doesn't register.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I've been completely, I don't know what the word is. I don't know. Like,
well, spring semester already. I mean, I'm not in class, obviously. Yay.
Yeah.
But you.
Yeah, great. Real smug.
It's a busy time when you're registered for spring classes.
Oh, God, they jam it all in.
And it's kind of like one day blends into the whole week.
Mm-hmm.
Every day is kind of exactly the same. And absolutely. You're busy nonstop. And you're just kind of like, and there's no day. You're not like today is not Sunday. It's just one big, long day. There's
you know
no day of the week.
And I don't know if anybody listening understands, but that is exactly what Lindsay said is exactly how I feel, that it's one day is another day is another day. You know what I mean?
You know what's really cool? When you're not in classes and you have nothing to do and it's summer vacation, it's all just one day too.
No, I understand, but without the deadlines, right?
Yeah, I just live one big long, do whatever I want.
So what you're kind of saying is that you're aware that your life is really good right now and mine stinks.
Yeah, I know.
I don't want to say it, but no, my life doesn't stink, but it is very...
You're really busy.
Discombobulated. I don't really know. Yeah, I'm really busy, but I it's not registering. Like, tomorrow's a day that I have to do this. I know my schedule, but it doesn't matter that it's whatever.
Yeah, it's kind of like
Sorry I brought it up.
A list of events, and you just check them off as you go along.
That's exactly right.
There's no, like, what comes next. That's all it is. It's not what day.
No, because it doesn't matter. I've never had... I have two classes that meet for 2 hours, Tuesday, then again on Wednesday, then again on Thursday. And they're in a row. So 4 hours of classes, 3 days in a row. I've never had that. I haven't had that since high school. And you remember when I was in high school with the one-room schoolhouse, you know, in 1870, whatever. No, this is really weird for me. And I don't know, just coming in the radio station, isn't it weird that that's where I get my sanity?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's weird. It's so off the hook here that's not a logical place. I know you have, I kind of gone off subject here.
Well, no, this can bring us onto subject is you're taking classes once again and have you been collecting textbooks or no?
Collecting textbooks.
Do you have quite a bit of books, Dennis?
The honest answer is that I try to sell them back and they don't always buy them. So I have a collection of textbooks, but not willingly.
Okay. Well, because this brings us to the used books, book sale.
You might be smarter than I thought.
I'm onto something here. Yeah. I'm trying to think how we can tie in your...
No, absolutely. Because I don't want the books.
Okay.
And I can't sell
them. And you're on campus all the time.
And I'm on campus.
You're all the here. Always here.
Always
here.
6 days a week.
Always here. He's got a bedroom.
Oh, no, wait. 7 days a week officially today. So, yeah.
Yeah.
It's not a bedroom. You're exaggerating. Yeah, it's more of a hammock.
Yeah, he's got a... It's in like the basement of the liberal arts building.
The dungeon. Yeah, that's right.
Well, while you're there...
Not when I'm drinking coffee.
Okay, all summer long, you can bring your used books here to the campus of Henry Ford Community College in the LRC building, Learning Resources Center, and go to room 125 and drop off your books, all books.
Okay.
You can bring in your novels, short stories, classics, how-tos, children books, art books, gardening books, cooking books, travel books, school books, textbooks.
Just textbooks don't published bring, after 2005. Good.
Yeah, but don't bring any books that have damage to them and they're all marked up and they've been... If the school won't buy them back, don't bring them here.
Well, Lindsay, you'll probably guess this already, but I really take care of my books really well. Mm-hmm. I'm a big book person, and the reason why they won't buy them back has nothing to do with the condition, but that they're outdated in the eyes of the school, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, no, I am a perfect candidate for donating books.
Okay, so all summer long you can donate books. What are you donating them for? You're contributing them to the AAUW Dearborn branch for their 59th annual used book sale.
59th.
This has been going on. I can remember when I was a little kid, and there used to be the old Adre Arena, and now it's the desk.
Tell us a story, Aunt Lindsay.
Back.
No, I got the one-room schoolhouse already. You can't say that.
You have the one-room schoolhouse.
But no, when you were a kid in Dearborn.
Yeah, growing up in Dearborn, Adre Arena every year would have their giant, huge used book sale.
Okay.
And you would go there, and you'd see all your school friends that you didn't get to see because it's been summertime, and you've been, well, I mean, you see them, but then you go back to this giant used book sale at the end of the summer, and you see your friends, and it's so much fun because you get to bring a bag and fill it up and pay, like, one amount that you get to get, like, tons of books, or it's most like books, I think, are, like, 25 cents.
It's like a record sale.
Yeah.
That's cool.
And it's a lot of fun, and it's really cool, and I didn't realize it's going on for 59 years here in Dearborn.
I know.
It was really neat.
But there has to be a little more history to this, the organization.
There is, and I'm going to tell you about that. But I would like to just make sure that everybody realizes how long this has been going on. And now that Adre Arena is no more, and we have the Dearborn Ice Skating Center, the DISC, which has been there now for a few years. I still forget that it's been around for a while.
It has.
I think of it as a brand new
what's the
facility.
Park there? Ford
Woods Park.
Ford Woods Park. And Ford it has, Park. That actually, I mean, that's... evolve too. Love it.
So yes, bring your books all summer long, bring them here to Henry Ford so that they can be sold at the 59th annual used book sale coming up in the late summer. September, I believe, is when this is going to be taking place. And it all began with a meeting of 17 like-minded women who had defined society standards by earning college degrees way back in 1881.
Okay.
17 women decided that they were going to, you know, they wanted to start this network that has grown into 100,000 women who have influenced and shaped and developed education for women.
Right.
I mean, that's what the AAUW is. It's the American Association of University Women. And they have been doing this book sale not since 1881, but that's when they started in the book sale. I mean, nearly 60 years we've been having this book sale.
That's incredible.
Promote these women and what they do. And it's, I think, Michigan, our branch has 3,000 members. I'm sorry, there's 43 branches in Michigan. The Dearborn branch, I'm not sure how many women we have in the Dearborn branch, but, I mean, you could figure it out if you think, wow, the Michigan Association has 3,000 members.
That seems like a lot.
That's a lot. That's a whole lot. These women have, they do a lot of different things as far as promoting and making money for their causes and stuff, but I'm like, and stuff.
Yeah,
and stuff. They do stuff. They do a lot of stuff, these women. But one of the most notable and most popular in the area is this book sale.
Okay, I guess my question, and I don't know, the answer seems obvious to me, the AAUW Dearborn branch.
Mm-hmm.
So that means there's other branches possibly in Michigan that also have used book sales?
Well, they probably do all kinds of sales. I mean, okay. I'm sure they have. This is just happens to be what the Dearborn branch has been most successful at, I think, with doing this for 59 consecutive years.
Yeah, you don't do something for that long if it doesn't work.
If we lived somewhere else in Michigan and knew what the other branches were doing, then I would,
car wash.
Yeah.
They're doing a car, we're doing a car wash. Bake sale.
Bake sales, yes, I'm sure.
Well, I mean, that's always the old standby. No, but I'm, you know how big into books I am, so this seems like it makes a lot of sense.
Well, thousands and thousands and thousands of books get donated to this, and you can, I suggest bringing them here to Henry Ford Community College to donate them, but there are also, at the ice skating center, I believe there is book barrels there that are ready for you to drop off some books there if you can't find Henry Ford Community College.
Yeah, or because of the number of students we have here, you'd prefer to, well, it says during regular school business hours, mm-hmm. Before 9 or after 2.
Right.
I'm just going to say we have a lot of students here.
And yes.
Lindsay, you've been to the radio meetings at mm-hmm. Various times in the day, and you know how hard it is to find parking at, say, 1 or noon.
We are perfecting our parking here at Henry Ford Community College, and it is a work in progress.
That is a really, really good way to put it.
Yeah, and
boy, you're slick. That was really good. I got to remember that. No, but she's right. I mean, we have, it's not taking steps back to go forward, but we had to shut down, like, our largest parking area.
My suggestion to anybody that's listening that has a bunch of books that they would like to donate is grab a friend and carpool.
Yeah.
You run in with your bag of books while they wait in the car at the Circle Drive. Yeah. Right there at the LRC building, you can run in, go to room 125, drop off your books, and get back in the car where your friend is waiting.
That's a really good idea.
Because plus, walking across campus with a bag full of books is, you know.
No, you're right. That makes so much sense. So not only do you get the news here, you get the logistics, the best way to
that's
approach.
That's right. We
love our school. We love Henry Ford Community College. At the same time, we know that sometimes there's things going on, like to get a new, brand new parking lot, we know that they have to actually work on it and close it.
Mm-hmm.
So progress is being made. So until that time, we have to work under different conditions. Lindsay and I are here. The ambassadors are here to tell you the best way. Yeah. Pull up in the turnaround in the front of the school. Great idea. You're right there
at the LRC building. It's very easy to find. Yeah.
The talented and lovely Lindsay comes up with one. No, that was really...
Well, thanks, Thomas.
No, that makes a lot of sense. Because I'm sitting here trying to figure out, well, you know, if you have one of those little hand carts... Because if you're like me, I'm bringing probably 20, 25 books at a time. Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. A little Red Rider wagon. That's what I'm doing. No, yeah, pull in the turnaround. Have somebody wait. That's a really good idea. And you're not breaking any rules.
Definitely.
So,
and you have all summer. You have all summer to get your books together and come drop them off. The book sale is going on September 17th. So we will definitely remind you of the book sale in our September show at mm-hmm. the end of the summer. We will tell you about the book sale, where it's at, how to get there, and what to bring to purchase, because there are going to be specials. There's like a Saturday special, bring a bag, and you can fill up a bag for $8 or something.
That's awesome.
Yeah, there's a lot of, most books are going to be $1 to $2.
You know, I don't want to commit to this because we don't know I'm just throwing this out there. It'd be kind of cool. Don't be surprised if we figure out a way to have a representative from the AAUW here,
mm-hmm.
just because it would make sense to find out a little bit more. I want to know some of their some things about them.
If there's other branches in Dearborn, what they do.
Yeah. You know, I mean, no, sometimes, and this happens so often, you and I, we bring up topics to talk about on the show that we think that not only the school, but the community might be interested in hearing about. And then we want to learn more
because
we can give you nice broad brush strokes and sometimes behind the scenes, but there's always more. And we just encourage, you know, the listeners, please find out as much as you can.
Well, and I feel like the AAUW is something that I should probably maybe learn a bit more about. I am a woman.
You are.
And I have attended university.
There you go.
I read
books.
I'm American.
Yeah. So, I mean, I think you qualify. You have all the different parts together. Just bring it together, get a membership.
Yeah. Well, I wonder. Never mind.
Okay.
Yeah, forget it.
All right.
What I'm wondering.
We need to take a break.
Let's do it.
We're getting toward the stretch.
Oh, we got a lot coming up, too.
We do. We got concerts
and food
and just stuff. So we'll be back after this. Please stay tuned.
I'm Jeff, host of One Chord to Another, a new show Tuesdays from 2 to 4 p.m. on WHFR. Join me every Tuesday in enjoying national and local indie rock and pop, especially pop, from great artists you know and love, plus some artists you might not have heard of. So if you're looking to get your indie rock and pop fix, look no further. Join me every Tuesday from 2 to 4 p.m. for One Chord to Another on the only station making waves, 89.3 WHFR.FM.
Welcome back to HFCC's Campus Connection. This is Lindsay and Dennis, hosts of the show. We are the second Tuesday of every month. We've had other shows, second shows in a month sometimes, depending on the conditions, but you can find us for sure the second Tuesday of every month. Not live, but recorded 89.3 FM from 1 to 2 o'clock in the afternoon. But podcast forever. People can go back and listen to our
www.whfr.fm.
You that's right, and you can listen to our first show. We plead with you not to. I think we've evolved. I do. I remember that first show where we.
I don't think we were quite ambassadors in the first show.
I don't think we earned that title yet.
Our ambassadorness.
I just remember, we have the ability to edit the show. We don't really, anybody listening knows we don't do much of that. But the reality is, in those first shows, I wish we would have known more about editing.
Mm-hmm.
I won't listen to them because it would make my stomach hurt. But no, I don't think they were that bad, honestly. I think it was fun. It was a great learning process. And I'm really kind of assuming we're better now.
Yeah.
There's something we really need to get to. You know, we do this... I don't know how many times we've done it, but Henry Ford Community Colleges will host its traditional one-act play festival. That's June 17th to the 20th, so that's in 2 weeks. And then again, the following week after that, the 24th through the 27th, and it's in the auditorium of the Dearborn Centennial Library. Did you know that, Lindsay? Because I know that they'd had it here. This year it's at the Dearborn Centennial Library. It's a very intimate setting. Have you ever seen a movie or anything there?
No, I haven't, but I do know that they... do them often.
Really cool. Mm-hmm. It's kind of intimate. It's not a huge auditorium, but it's for something like this. It seems like it'd be perfect.
Right.
And the comedies are going to highlight the first weekend, and the dramas will be on the second weekend of the run. For the first weekend, the two comedies that are featured will be Neil Grant's A Spot of Lunch, and the second one is James McClure's Private Wars, which is about three GIs recovering from injuries sustained in Vietnam. Okay, well, I'm going to trust Mr. McClure to make that funny.
Mm-hmm.
And then the second weekend features three dramas. Like I said, Megan Terry's ex Miss Copper Queen on a Set of Pills. Interesting name.
Huh.
Bertolt Brecht's The Informer and Eugene O'Neill's Recklessness. Those are the three dramas that will be the weekend of the 24th through the 27th. These, again, are at the Dearborn Centennial Library. Thursday, Friday, and Saturday shows are at 8 p.m. and 2 p.m. Sunday matinee, or the 2 p.m. Sunday matinee. So if you go Thursday, Friday, or Saturday, the shows are at 8 in the evening, and the matinee is on Sunday. The library is in the Henry Ford Centennial Library is on Michigan Avenue in Dearborn. You know where that is, right? Just it'll be just west of Greenfield.
Next door to the police station.
And the performing, of course, I was going to say the Performing Arts Center, but Lindsay goes right for, it's right by the courthouse.
Yeah, well, you know, if you're paying your parking tickets.
Don't get me started. We went over on the WHFR forum, Jay's show on Friday. The journal. What did I say?
The forum. Yeah, it's a forum.
It is. The journal. We talked about the budget, the mayor's budget, and $100,000 in revenue comes from parking tickets.
Wow.
$100,000. $1,000.
They're banking on them now with these city service
exactly,
days.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. And that kind of leads you to wonder what the moving violation, you know, revenue brings in. But whatever.
Yeah. It's a whole nother show.
So, yeah. We don't have the budget in front of us. Anyway, we got Thursday, Friday, Saturday shows are at 8. Tuesday, the Sunday matinee is at 2. The library is on Michigan Avenue, just west of Greenfield, like she said, by the police station in Dearborn. Tickets are $7. That's pretty good to see three comedies or two dramas. Because that does. It's not per show. It's per weekend or, you know, per sitting or whatever, viewing.
Nice.
Ticket information, call 313-845-9817. They do say the shows contain some adult content and may not be appropriate for some audiences. But you can call 313-845-9817. Check these out. I've seen them. These are not written by students. They have done that in the past. These are just acted out and directed. The one act festival is directed and acted out by students. Really cool stuff. Looking forward to it.
Fabulous.
Fabulous.
All right.
What do you got?
Big Band plays Dearborn Hills July 8th. This is HFCC's Big Band. We here at Henry Ford Community College have an amazing, amazing, amazing jazz band and big band.
You say that a lot, and I finally listened, and you are so right.
They are they've played all over the world, and actually, they coming up. this is really, really big deal. They are going to be leaving and going to France on July 18th, right after their Dearborn Hills debut for the Music Under the Stars series, July 8th.
That's right, a cool series anyway.
That is really cool, and I want to talk a bit about that. But first, I want to say that our jazz band, they are leaving. Henry Ford's Big Band is going to perform for the second time at the prestigious Jazz-A-Juan Festival in southern France on July 18th. Jazz-A-Juan is celebrating its 50th anniversary, and it's Europe's oldest jazz festival.
We're kind of cool, aren't we?
We're totally cool. Oh,
That's what I'd want to go to.
I've had the honor of having one of the members of the big band. He was my teacher for the history of rock and roll class. Pat Jensen was my teacher, and he is a member of this amazing award-winning big band. And they're so talented. Not only obviously they're going to do Europe's oldest jazz festival, but in addition, they've been at New Orleans Mardi Gras. They've done the Detroit International Jazz Festival, North Sea Jazz Festival. It's just over and over. I mean, they've done 26 appearances at the Detroit Jazz Festival. There's no other band that is invited to come back to the Detroit Jazz Festival.
That's a fact.
That's a fact. I remember we did that before. Yep. I remember that. That's impressive.
That is very impressive.
That's very impressive.
And so this is at the country club, though.
Henry Ford, at Dearborn Hills on Thursday, July 8th.
Pretty nice place, by the way.
And this is free.
Yeah.
So you're seeing an award-winning, round-the-world, prestigious jazz big band group.
No, I mean, yeah, you're talking about somebody this is the real deal. It's not
beginning at 8 p.m. At Dearborn Hills, and it's there's also going to be the grill, the bar, and beverage area will be open for business during the concert.
That is so cool.
So, I mean, go hang out at Dearborn Hills and have some cocktails, appetizers, listen to some jazz, some amazing jazz from the big band, from Henry Ford's own big band, and this is free. However, you can give a donation if you would like to the Henry Ford Community College's Big Band to help in their European trip. The Big Band members have already raised approximately $72,000 of the $75,000 needed. So they're really close to having the amount of money that they need. All right. So, and up until they leave July 18th, and any time that you would like to learn more about donating some money to them, Henry Ford Community College. Rick Goward is the man that you should talk to.
That name comes up a lot on our show.
Yes.
Okay, so when is this?
July 18th. Thursday. Yeah. 18th is when they leave to go to Europe.
Right. Okay, so
July 8th, Music Under the Stars at Dearborn Hills Golf Course. It kicks off Dearborn's Music Under the Stars series. There's going to be a series of concerts that goes on all summer long, and it's just that Henry Ford Community College's Big Band is kicking off the series. Starting it.
And this is, I've gone. It's a fun series.
Oh, it's a lot of fun. Yeah. I've done it. I'm, you know how I am when it comes to live music.
Oh, I know.
I'm all about it. So, and it's really cool to be right here in Dearborn and go see live concerts free live concerts. Yeah, most concerts are live.
Yeah.
Free. Free live concert.
I'd like a recorded concert, please, and I'd like to pay. What? Is there any, if they need more information, do you want to give them your cell number?
Yeah, yeah. You can call me personally at 313. No. if you would like more information, hfcc.edu, once again, is the school's website that can give you plenty of information on how to learn more about these wonderful music events.
And obviously there are links that'll lead to, you know, some of the other things that are going on with the Under the Stars series. So that's kind of cool.
Under the Stars series, if you really would like to find out more about that, I suggest either checking out our website, or you can contact the Dearborn Hills Golf Course, I would assume.
Yeah.
And also, I mean, what better way than to read the Dearborn Press and Guide?
Love it. Yeah. Love the Dearborn Press and Guide. The Times Herald, we thank them each week for their information and their reporting skills, because we quote that a lot on the journal. We take articles from the papers, and those guys are great over there.
Oh, yeah.
We're really up against it, and I definitely want to bring this up. Is that okay?
We have to. No, we've been waiting.
You know, what's really interesting is that Lindsay had this brilliant idea when we were doing our show prep, and she says, why don't you print off on certain subjects, why don't you print off two of the things, so we'll have it, because sometimes we sift through paperwork and we pass it back and forth. She thought it was very important that we both have two pieces of paper that had the heading HFCC offers two more international luncheon buffets. And I agree. So she has a paper in front of her, and I am no, we did we've so far the first week, which was
Mediterranean.
Yeah, which was one way of saying it. Mm-hmm. But then the Mediterranean had Middle Eastern, Greece, had just some wonderful food. And when you walked in the center here, because they had a lot of the tables right here, literally outside of the windows of our station. But when you came in through the door to get to the station, all you smell was garlic.
Yum.
Yeah, and believe me, there's a lot worse smells in the world than garlic.
I love garlic.
Oh, me too. And then this past Thursday, just a few days ago, mm-hmm. I walked in and I smelled sauerkraut. And of course, it was the Russian/German/Polish mm-hmm. Eastern European buffet. And this coming Thursday, a mere 2 days after listening to this, mm-hmm. what do we have to look forward to, Lindsay?
We have the Scandinavian buffet.
Now, we did a little research, because we didn't have the actual breakdown of the specific menu. So yeah. What did we come up with Scandinavian fare?
Well, this
besides apples. You know,
yeah, besides apples. Like we said, we were trying to figure out what 5101 was going to be having at the buffet. We do not know exactly, but I do know what Scandinavian food consists of.
Folks, you should see her face.
Because it is you know, many ingredients come from the sea. Freshwater lake, and they like to bring in food from the earth as well, is what the Scandinavians' food history. And if you are a foodie like myself, you may know in Scandinavia they like to eat their, well, I don't know, don't quote me, smoked horse meat is what they will consider hamburger.
Yeah.
I do not think that we're going to have any smoked horse
meat. I'm going to go out on a limb and agree with you.
Yeah. I think we'll be more on the fish kind of, you know, oysters, mussels.
Right.
Mutton porridge.
Sure.
Curds and whey.
This is funny because that's the first thing she said, hey, Dennis, I wonder if they're going to have porridge. And I'm like, you know, that doesn't sound very, you know, like a food of substance. That wouldn't fill me up. She goes, yeah, but it's all you can eat.
That's right.
So all you can eat is something you don't like. Does that make it? No, I'm sure they're not going to have porridge or curds and whey.
Well, you could be, and if they did, it too hot, too cold, you'd find it. It'd be just right.
Here?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah. So yeah. I'm very curious what the Scandinavian buffet at 5101 will have.
The buffet is from 11:50. Oh, I'm sorry. Seatings for the buffets, both remaining ones, are 11:15 to 1 p.m. at the 5101 right here. It's in the Student Culinary Arts Center, right outside of our station. You can say hi. It's $12 per person, and that includes beverages and desserts.
Make a reservation. You can call.
Yes. Go ahead. I was just going to say they're not required, but Lindsay's right.
To. They're not required, but listen to me, please.
They're not required, but they're required.
Yes, yes. Okay. Make a reservation. These fill up, and you don't want to come hungry and have to leave hungry. You want to come hungry and be able to assure that you will have a seat.
That's
and
right.
That you will be fed wonderful, wonderful foods from around the world.
So, that's right.
313-845-5101. Easy to remember.
Or it says to make reservations, please call 313